Now, from his campaign launch in 2015 to his election defeat to Joe Biden 2 months ago, Donald Trump's White House years have been a roller coaster. Before taking office, he made a range of promises, from bringing back jobs to middle America, tackling trade imbalances with China, and of course, building that wall. Let's look back on just some of the aspects of those 4 years with Dmitry Sevastopoulou, who's Washington Bureau Chief of the Financial Times, one of our regular contributors from the United States. Dmitry, thanks indeed for taking our call on the programme again today.
Hi, Brian.
I suppose as the Trump years draw to a close, what's likely to be the verdict domestically in the United States in terms of all those things he promised, maybe beginning with the economy and jobs?
Well, I think you kind of have to split Trump into two, which is pre-pandemic and after-pandemic. And if we're talking about a year ago, the jobs record in America was very, very strong. The economy was doing well. The stock market was doing well. And most Democrats thought Donald Trump would actually win re-election. But the pandemic hit. Obviously, the economy was really devastated by that. And the way Donald Trump handled it didn't do him any favors. So at the end of the day, I think people will look back and he'll be remembered probably more for the end of his 4 years when the American carnage that he talked about in his 2016 inauguration speech almost kind of came to fruition, and with the climax being the assault on the Capitol building on January 6th. So I think it'll be in that way a very mixed record with a bad ending for him. But let's not forget, more than 70 million Americans voted for Donald Trump. So he's still going to be a power in American politics even after he's left the White House.
And what about America's relationship with the rest of the world? I mean, he was clearly, to say the least, a highly disruptive influence, or a disruptor in every sense of the word. But has that had a lasting effect? Has there been an enduring change, do you think, in some of America's international relations?
Well, I think yes and no. Yes, in the sense that, for example, just to take a couple of examples of what Trump did in his first few days 4 years ago, he got out of the Paris Climate Accords, he got out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a huge trade deal, and he eventually got out of the Iran nuclear deal. And I think that sent a message to American partners, allies, and foes around the world that just because America does a deal with you doesn't mean it's going to last. And I think that is going to have long-term effects. People will be more wary of doing deals with America. They will want more safeguards, and they'll probably be a little bit less naive. In other ways, I think the alliances in Europe, NATO, Japan and South Korea and Asia, over time they'll recover. Those countries are dying for some stability. They're dying for a US president who will actually talk about the alliances in a positive way. But again, there, I think there's an understanding that given the nature of American politics, the world is not going to be the same. You know, and Joe Biden is a pro-alliance president, he will be, but he's still dealing with a Congress which has a lot of supporters of Donald Trump in it. So I think the world is not going to revert to the way it was 4 years ago.
We have some indication of some of Joe Biden's priorities and some of the Trump initiatives which he said even at this stage that will be a priority to roll back on, for example, in the whole area of tackling climate change.
Yeah, climate change is going to be huge. And as you know, he's appointed his old Senate friend, John Kerry, to be the international climate czar. So there's going to be very big priority on that. Immediately, like many countries, dealing with the pandemic, the economic fallout from the pandemic is going to be at the top of his agenda. And the other thing he's decided to do early on, which is interesting, is to push for immigration reform so that the roughly 11 million people in America who are technically here illegally, they don't have papers, will get a path to citizenship. And that's a pretty brave thing to take on in the beginning, because one of the driving forces behind Donald Trump's rise was this anti-immigration feeling in America, and that, you know, build the wall down on the border, keep out Muslims, etc. So that's going to be a big one to take on early on, and it'll be a sign of whether Joe Biden's going to be able to work with Republicans over the next 4 years, I think.
I mean, I suppose as a former senator himself, Biden has a record of bipartisanship. That's at least is what is said about him. I mean, he seems to have energy and a real focus on getting things done, and getting things done quickly. The first 100 days.
He does, and the first 100 days is always critical. That's when you have your most political capital. On the other hand, you know, when Biden was in the Senate, it was a much more bipartisan place. There was a lot less kind of antagonism between the parties. Even when they disagreed, they still went out for a drink in the evening. And there's only about 30-something senators left in the Senate who actually worked with Biden when he was there. So I think the kind of Senate that he remembers, where you could do a deal and have a backroom drink and try and smooth over differences, that's not the Senate of today. I mean, seven of the senators who were the Republican senators voted to object to his the confirmation of his election victory. So it's a totally different world, and the U.S. House of Representatives is even more populist. I mean, you had more than 100 Republican members of Congress who again opposed his certifying his victory. So it's a very different world, and you know, he's much more of the kind of guy who likes to do deals with people and the back and forth than Barack Obama did. He's less cerebral in that sense. He prefers the kind of the patting on the back, slapping on the back. Mm-hmm. But he's going to find it's a difficult world, and that American politics has shifted in such a way that it isn't going to be easy to do deals on many of these things. And you can see how much trouble they had even just passing various stimulus measures for the economy in the last few months. Yeah. As a sign of how it's going to be hard.
All right. Well, it'll certainly, I think we can say with some confidence, be a very different presidency to the one we've witnessed and watched unfold over the last 4 years. We'll leave it there. Dmitry Sevastopoulou, Washington Bureau Chief with the Financial Times.